matter what you do, no matter what you say, you can lie on us, you can scandalize our names. We will not bow down.
Oh, resist when they try and tell you what you can and can't do. Resist when they say what you don't know. Tell them to go back to school. Resist when they try and tell you who is and ain't your neighbor. Resist when they won't pay you and exploit your labor.
We want freedom and we want it now. We want freedom and we want it now. We want freedom and we want it now. We want freedom and we want it now.
Resist when they try and tell you who you can and can't love.
Resist.
Tell them to hush they mouth, cause you done had enough. When they tell you that the love of money's your only goal,
resist.
You don't wanna gain the world and lose your soul.
We want freedom and we want it now. We want freedom and we want it now. We want freedom and we want it now.
Without comment, and a country I love, and it's people that I love so much. And that's the Reverend Siku, and a track from his album, Times Like These. And it's produced by Luther Dickinson of North Mississippi All-Stars, and it's also got his brother Cody on there as well, and also Al Green's keyboard player, Charles Hodges Sr. And a track, when I first heard it about a month ago, I thought, that's how it used to be. Okay. It's the Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme.
Bye. what to do. I'm tired. Kidney shoes, so they can go to school. Mama need a new dress, so she can look her best. I'm tired. I'm tired, 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 Lord, I'm tired. In a finance strain, living from day to day, y'all, about to drive me insane. I don't want to commit no crime, and I don't want to hit the beauty one standing in the welfare line. I'm tired. I'm tired, 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 Lord, I'm tired. To my neck. Only time a woman lies to me, y'all, when I get my paycheck. I'm tired. Feel like getting in my rocking chair and rocking and rocking myself away from here.
The album picked up so many awards last year. Bobby Rush, Porcupine Meat is the album, and there's a track which sums up the way I feel right now. Actually, it's called I'm Tired. Okay, mostly new stuff in the show this week, and also some stuff which has been recommended as well. And I'll tell you the story about how some of the tracks came about, but thanks to all those who have made contact. It's really been a lot of emails this week and some lovely comments. Doug Trapp, I think it was. Doug Tapp, not Trapp. From Australia, said, I've been listening to your show on the 21st of July when you weren't feeling particularly good. And he said, if that's the case, you should be ill more often. Thanks, Doug. Extremely kind. I think for all, if you've made contact in the course of the week and sent me an email talking about the programme, we'll play this one for you. It's brand new. It's a single from Wiley Bo Walker and Danny Flam, and it's called Did I Forget?
Did I forget to tell you I love you? I guess my drinking got in the way. I'm
don't know whether it's out yet, but it's the new single, and if it's not out yet, it'll be out very soon. It's fabulous. Wiley Bo Walker out of London and Danny Flam, and that's called Did I Forget? That's for you if you make contact with me via email through the course of the week. Here's somebody you made contact by coming around and saying, hey Dave, have you heard this particular track called Cumberland Gap? It's one of my neighbours, Karen, who likes not so much blues, but likes kind of music generally, really. And she sort of led me in the direction of this guy called David Rawlings, who I'd never really met or heard of before. I now know a lot more about him. He's kind of more of a folk singer, really, and done a bit of rock in the past. Lives in the South, Southern States of America, works extensively with Gillian Welsh, who's on this particular track, basically, this album is called Poor David's Almanac. Now, I've listened to the whole album, and it's okay. But the track I really love is this one, which is the single taken from it. It's called Cumberland Gap. Tasting wine, you roll the wine around your mouth and you go, I'm getting flavours of nutmeg. Well, with music, you let the music play around your head and you go, I'm getting a hint of Neil Young. Cumberland Gap from David Rawlings from his new album. Came out last weekend, Poor David's Almanac, and thank you to Karen for that. Thanks to Charlie for this next one. Last weekend, I played a track from the Sound Archive, which I discovered, Ruth Brown, and an old Atlantic record digitized in the 78. And it sent Charlie, who'd listened to the show while he was jogging, he sent Charlie back to the Sound Archive to have a look around. It's called a rabbit hole. A rabbit hole really from Alice in Wonderland about disappearing down there. But Cliff McKnight, fellow presenter of Nothing But the Blues, he contacted me this week to say that rabbit hole also means other things. Jennifer Magnus, for her, it's her dark depression area where she heads when things aren't well, or what she gets dragged into. So, but the rabbit hole for me was going into the Sound Archive and wandering around. Charlie went in after me, went even deeper in the rabbit hole, and mentioned this next track, which I listened to and I fell in love with. Her name is Bunty Pendleton. That's a good start. I've never, in my 50 years of almost in radio, I've never played a track by anybody called Bunty before. And this is together with Pat Flowers and his rhythm. and his rhythm, what you may wonder. It doesn't say anything. It just says Pat Flowers and his rhythm. Bunty Pendleton made this one record on July the 15th, 1946. My mother was heavily pregnant with me. I was about to come out in about 3 weeks' time. But Bunty made this one track and one track only. Her husband was a music reviewer for the New York, one of the big New York newspapers, and he hated DJs. Didn't like them at all, because the DJs were just starting in the early 1940s, and he always writing about how the DJs ruined the music on the radio. So therefore, lots and lots of links. But also, this track, I hope you love it as much as I do. Bunty's only ever record, made 71 and a bit years ago. And there are so many female singers in the UK who I can just imagine doing this track. It's fabulous. From 71 years ago, Bunty Pendleton and Horizontal.
I just want to be horizontal for a year or three or maybe more. I just want to stay horizontal from the day I walk through the door. Disconnect the phone in the parlor, throw away the key and go to bed. I just want to be horizontal. Need a pillow under my head. I've done a lot of hiking, never to my liking. I've left that all behind. Now all at once I'm lazy, though it may seem crazy. There's only one thing on my mind. I just want to be horizontal, sleep until the sea starts running dry. I just want to stay horizontal and let the world go by.
Bunty Pendleton with the Pat Flowers and his rhythm, and I just want to be horizontal and let the world go by. For Charlie, good friend, who recommended it and sent me in the right direction. Thank you so much, Charlie. Only guy who can get a stiffy on a mantelpiece. That's another story altogether. If the links to that particular track and the sound archive, which is where people are digitizing 78s going way, way back, is on the Raven and the Blues website, ravenblues.co.uk. If you go there and you start doing like Charlie did and wandering down the rabbit hole, if you find any good tracks, let me know and we'll see if we can perhaps play them on the program. Okay, where to now? Complete Contrast, an album which has been out about a month now, thereabouts, I guess. It's called A Party of One. We've already featured one track from it, from George Thorogood. Not with the Destroyers, on his own, but here is another track where he pays tribute to John Lee Hooker and Boogie Chillin'.
It's called Getting Ready for a Boogie. Yes, I know. Well, my mama allowed me just to run around all night long, all along. Well, my mama allowed me just to run around all night long. I didn't care, mama, now I was boogie anyhow. When I first hit the town, people, I was coming out Hastings Street, up in the Henry Swing Club. I got down there that night, but we're really having a ball. I said, let's go, people, we can boogie tonight. Now one night I was laying down, I hear my mom and papa talking. I hear my mama tell my daddy, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him and it's got to come out. Well, I felt so good when it boogie woogie all night long. Yes, yes. I hear mama tell papa again, why is so cool on the boy? He said, I don't know. In my day, boys just didn't run around 18 and 19 years old. But I hear to tell Papa, that boy is a man, let him boogie woogie all night long. And I felt so good, I've been boogieing ever since that day.
Boogie Chillin', wonderful stuff. George Thorogood, if you enjoyed that, you'll enjoy the whole album. The album is called Party of One, been out about a month or so, and that's Boogie Chillin', Johnny Hooker, of course. Next coming weekend, I'm up in Colne in Lancashire for the four-day Colne Rhythm and Blues Festival. Looking forward to it enormously. Camping in the rugby club field, together with presumably quite a few other people as well. And it's going to be a great weekend. Now, Friday, I'm going to do the show a little bit later than usual. So if you normally expect the show about 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon UK time, it probably might be a little bit later. And probably what I'll do, because there are so many people I want to have a chat to, if I don't play them over the course of the weekend, they'll just get stockpiled. So basically, I'll probably be doing extra programs over the course of the weekend. So if you're a subscriber to the Raven and the Blues, they will come automatically. So if you want to learn how to subscribe, ravenblues.co.uk, and then you'll probably get 3 or 4 programs next weekend. Here's a lady I haven't seen for years. She's going to be there at the weekend, not only doing a couple of sets of her own, but also emceeing the Saturday night with Kaz Hawkins, Jennifer Magnus, and Joe Harmon. And her name is Lisa Mills.
This is not at all like me. I never thought I could be so overcome by anyone like this. But you caught me by surprise, caught me before I realized. Now I am lost forever in your kiss. So take me if you want me, love me if you will, for you have all control of me, and I'm yours until constantly. This is all so new to me. When you reach for me, I can't resist. For I'm lost forever in your kiss. So take me if you want me, love me if you will, for you have all control of me, and I'm yours until. Do you say you don't want me? Oh, I hope you never will. For I am lost forever in your kiss. So take me if you want me. Love me if you will. For you have all control. You never will, for I'm lost forever in your kiss. I'm lost forever in your kiss.
Thank you for listening to Blues Radio. Zoe here from Zoe Schwartz Blue Commotion. We're very excited to be participating in the 4th UK Blues Challenge. It's at the Iconic Cavern in Liverpool on the 10th of September. Tickets on sale now. It's going to be huge fun.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, oh, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. Feeling good. Fish in the sea, oh, you know how I feel. River running deep, well, you know how I feel. Blossom in the tree. It's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Thank you. dragon flies out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace till day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world. When they shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pines, will you know how I feel? Freedom is my Lord, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Special, one of the few tracks from I don't know what's going on. Oh, I know what it is. Let me. I've got a feeling that something is going on the other computer. Let me. Can I stop that? Is it going? No, not going to stop, is it? No. Stop. Come on. Nope. There's music coming from somewhere, and I can't see where it's coming from. I tell you what we'll do. We'll fix it, and I'll tell you all the tracks that have just been playing. And let's move on to Georgia Van Ent and find out why there's music playing from somewhere else in the room. This is called Sugar.
Yeah, sugar, I am not the type to be modester. When I'm wearing that dress and dancing my best, I tend to intimidate. But you are like a fish fighting water. Not yet. Well, you knew you would win, so I gave myself in. The devil now holds my fate. Are you sorry at all? You never made that call, yeah. And for those tears, I won't let. Oh, well, you got the power and I got the pain to take me down and overcame. I broke so many, I was bound to pay. I don't want your love. Standing on your roof, it was perfect. Yeah, with your accent so smooth and the way that I move, I like kids with a loaded gun. But I don't like this game, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Hey, I don't wait, I don't chase, I won't play, I'll save face. Find some other girl to scroll around. And I am sorry. Your love is leaving my veins.
plan was I was going to do Lisa Mills with the track from her album Mama's Jukebook and Lost Forever. And then I was going to feature Zoe Schwartz, Blue Commotion, before she talking about the challenge taking place in the Cavern Club in Liverpool, which she will be at on September the 10th, as will I. And then following that with the track from their album This Is the Life I Choose, which was the show tune, which originally came out back in 1964, written by two Brits, Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus, but then, of course, made a hit a year later by Nina Simone. And thereafter, it's been Nina Simone's track in a way, even though it did start off as a show tune. And then I was going to tell you all about that and then say, talking of Nina Simone, here's somebody that reminds me of her in the way she sings. And that was Georgia Van Etten. And that's that track you've just heard there, which is a single which is going to be on the new album and came to me this week from somebody I know not whom, but they sent it to me and so it ended up on the show. Georgia Van Etten making her debut on the programme and a track called Sugar. And the strange noise in the background was I pressed a button. Stupid me. And so I was listening to a preview of the same track, actually. I think if you listen back to it, you'll find it's the same track. Okay. Onwards and upwards. No failure, only feedback. Monday, looking forward to a live session. Two guys are coming to the Houseboat on Monday, each to talk about their album and their band and the fact they're going to be working together quite soon. We'll play them both side by side. First of all, Jack J. Hutchinson. It's called Get It Back. It's from Jack J. Hutchinson's Boom Boom Brotherhood. Came out in the early part of the year. The album Set Your Heart for the Sun. And he's going to be coming to the boat on Monday. Looking forward. First session for a long time. Not only is he coming, but also this next gentleman's coming as well. I think Jack's going to be in Cole next weekend. I'm fairly certain he is. And at one stage, it looked like all three, Troy Redfern, Jack J. Hutchinson and Mike Ross, were all going to be coming to the boat. But Troy can't make it. It's too far north. But I think I'm meeting them all next weekend. I've mentioned Mike Ross. His album came out towards the end of last year called Jenny's Place. I was working with him down for the Joe Harmon special about 3 weeks ago. And here is a track from Jenny's Place. So it's called Baby, I Love You.
Oh, I declare, I want to see you with it. baby, I do. You can feel you wanna kiss me.
Very nice version of Baby I Love You, Mike Ross from the album Johnny's Place from last year. He'll be on the boat on Monday, and if the weather's nice, we'll have a boat trip as well. That'll be good. Whether they're going to be playing together or individually, I have yet no idea, but it's going to be first live session for a long time, and you'll be hearing that, I would hope, in the middle of next week before I head up to Cologne for next weekend. Here's an album which came out in the early part of the year, Bruce Mississippi Johnson. The album is called The Deal, Baby, and this is a track from it called I'll Bleed.
Girl, when we meet, oh, I'll bleed. side by side, girl? By whose rules shall we abide, girl? Now the game of seek and hide, girl. When we meet, oh, I'll need. And your man, is it gone, girl? And are you sure? For how long, girl? But if we get it on, girl, oh, I'll need.
I'll bleed, Bruce Mississippi Johnson and the Deal Baby. Awards are like weeds that keep springing up all over the place. Once upon a time, there were only a few award ceremonies, especially in the field of podcasting and the like, and blues radio and what have you. But now, all of a sudden, they're everywhere. Quite a few of them sort of write to you and say, "Dear Mr. Raven, we'd like to consider your Raven and Blues podcast for the Blues Awards or whatever it might be. The entry fee is only $10. If you'd like to enter, please do." I never do. I'm not going to pay to enter an award scheme. But it's really weird. I got an email this week saying, "Congratulations, Mr. Raven. The Raven and the Blues has gone forward to the podcast music category, something or other, which taking place at the end of the year. But they've, without me actually entering it, as far as I can gather, they've taken it and it's in the category. But it says, the critical thing is, it hasn't asked for any money, but it says, we will not consider your entry for judging unless you send us a video of you saying, thank you so much to all my fans who voted for me, etc., etc., which we will play at the ceremony if you can't make it. And so I've got to make a video. And if I don't make the video saying, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for voting me the winner of whatever award it is, I can't be considered. And they also offer me the chance of buying my own award, because only the winner of the winners gets something. You can buy the other ones. $150. It's a bit of plastic. Unbelievable. I don't think I'll be doing it. I can't see me doing the video anyway. Okay, time for two more tracks. Danny Wilde, live at Brighton Road, brand new it is. And this is Don't Quit Me, Baby. Jelly rolling, don't you quit me, babe. Great harmonica playing from her brother Will and Danny Wilde on guitar and vocals there. And from the new album Live at the Brighton Road, Don't Quit Me Baby. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Raven and Blues website is ravenblues.co.uk. And there you'll find everything you need to know and links to everybody we've spoken about on the programme today and also over the last 10 or 12 years. Let's close with an album which is coming out in about a month's time there. It's called East West Sessions. It features Mindy Abair, great saxophonist from the States, together with her band The Bone Shakers. We close with an instrumental, actually, which is rather nice. Thanks for giving me an hour of your valuable time. If you're coming to Colne, come up and say hello. I'll be the old guy with a hat and probably a microphone. And I'll be there all weekend from Thursday afternoon right through until Monday. Okay, Mindy Abair and The Bone Shakers closing the show. Not That Kind of Girl. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.